This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, Michael Breed is a former PGA Teacher of the Year. He's got the Michael Breed Golf Academy at Trump Golf Links at Ferry Point. He's also the host of A New Breed on Golf on the PGA Tour Radio Network, and he has some new ventures we are going to talk about. It is a pleasure to welcome my friend Michael Breed back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Michael.
My friend as well. Thank you so much for making time and having me on.
My pleasure, my pleasure. All right, I do want to do this right up front. Leaving Golf Channel, leaving the Golf Fix, has nothing to do with you not being happy at Golf Channel and them not being happy with you. You've made this decision in many ways because it's kind of a life balance decision, right?
You know, there's a lot of things that go into all decisions, and you know that, John. We are fortunate enough to be able to do what we are passionate about, and being in the game of golf and what it's given to both of us is a true gift. But at the same time, you know, my goal was not to do that and compromise my relationships with my family and my kids. I'm an older father, so I have kids that will be 5 and 6. And I'm going to be 56. And, you know, I waited a long time to have kids, and I don't want to hand those kids off to somebody else to raise them, nor do I want to ask my wife to be a single parent. And so for me, you know, I want to try to be home as often as I can, be involved in their lives as much as I can. And with the way people consume information now, largely on their phones or their iPads or Surface or whatever, it just seems like this is the time for me to make the move to the digital platform and still be able to teach as many people or more when people want it. That's mm-hmm. The other thing, you know, that they forget that, you know, our show, when we look at the Golf Fix had in the first couple of years, we had a very, very large live viewing audience. And then we went to a taped program in the last 4 or 5 years because of the fact that everybody was really DVRing the show.
Yeah.
And that got to a point where, you know, our viewership had dropped almost in half. We're seeing it in the NFL. We're seeing it in Major League Baseball. We're seeing it all over the place. People are watching when they want to watch, where they want to watch, and how they want to watch. And so, you know, when you start to do the math on all this stuff, it really adds up to, this is the time for me to be able to make this move. And fortunately, I'm making it with some really, really strong and important partners in the game of golf.
All right, let's take some of this one by one. Let's start with the radio show, A New Breed of Golf on SiriusXM yeah. Radio. Now 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, right?
It's, you know, for a while we were 3 days a week, 1 hour a day. So 9 to 10 on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And when Sirius came to me and said, listen, we'd love for you to be able to do this 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Obviously, it's what an amazing compliment, right? And how fortunate I am to be able to do that. But you have to say no. And this is going back a year ago. And then as I start to look at all this stuff, I go, would you all still be interested in that? So sort of, and again, I've been preparing for this stuff for 4 or 5 years. When they come back to me and go, hey, this is what we want to try to do, and now you go, if there's ever a time for us to do this, this is the time. Sirius is a great platform. Mm-hmm. They are affording me an amazing opportunity to reach more people for a greater period of time. It's quite an opportunity. And so, yeah, the Sirius thing is phenomenal. And they're allowing us, by the way, to simulcast during the show, not all of the show, parts of the show, but during the show, which is also a fantastic thing.
We are talking with Michael Breed. here on the Augusta Golf Show. You'll find 10 hours of radio just backbreaking and grueling, just so you know. Okay, so now then, what's the plan for michaelbreed.com?
So what we're going to do over there is basically that's going to be the main hub for all of our content. So I will be answering email questions, video lessons, all that stuff on michaelbreed.com as well. We will have a weekly show every Monday at 7 o'clock at night. We'll have the show up. We'll be taking, and it'll be live, and we'll be taking questions from people. That'll probably start in and around, you know, that late March, early April time frame, depending upon when we get the studio built and finished. And we are actively working on that right now. So michaelbreed.com will be the place where everybody will find all the information that they would be curious to find, you know, throughout the course of a day or a week. And we'll constantly be updating from there.
So in talking about platforms and talking about today's technology, you've realized and discovered you can just do the show and post it on your website in the same vein that it was on a network at some point, and to your point, more people might see it, more people might watch it, and again, they'll watch it when they want.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, quite honestly, when we watch anything on television, in large part, it's accidental. You know, you come home, you've had a long day, whatever, and you just, you're habitual, as we all are. You grab the clicker and you go and you turn it on, and who knows what it's been pre-programmed to, or who knows what the last channel was that was being watched. And you might watch that for a little bit and then click around and you kind of jump over here. You know, for the most part, people have about, I don't know, maybe 8 to 12 different networks that they watch, but they don't watch the 531 different networks that are existing in all these different platforms. So they are creatures of habit, and that's what happens. People click over to Golf Channel and they might watch us by accident. But our show is not a show that people watch by accident. Our show is a show that people watch because their concern, obviously, is themselves. They want to know how they're going to be able to get better. They want to know if they send in a question, go, hey, I want to know how to get rid of my over-the-top move or solve my slice or whatever it is, that somebody's out there listening to them and saying, okay, hey, you know what, John, here's the deal. Here's how you're going to putt better. I want you to pay attention to what's going on with your impact point or what. And what we have discovered is that they'll watch that when they want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll deliver it at 7. You're going to DVR it, or you're going to watch it at 7, and then you're going to have your content. The other big problem that we had at Golf Channel was if somebody missed the show and didn't DVR it, they couldn't go back and watch it.
Right.
And we will archive every single show, so when somebody wants to watch something, they'll be able to do that. Oh, and by the way, it's free. So you're not paying a cable carrier or somebody like that to watch the show. So you get all that content, all that information, and there's no charge.
So you'll still be able to write the pool noodles off on your taxes.
And all the PVC pipe. And I'll tell you something else, quite honestly. One of the things that was why we came up with all of those little different devices was because I was limited in what I could use on the show. In other words, if I had an instructional device that I had invented, I could use it. If it was an instructional device that I was not involved in, just something that
right.
I thought would help people, I couldn't use it on the show. And that's why we started doing all the things that we were doing with pool noodles and Happy Harry and all these little devices, which are all really, really fun. But at the same time, you know, there was a bit of a handcuff in what I was able to do or what I could do, and now that handcuff has been taken off.
And with all of that, you're also in a relationship now with Golf Digest. You will be their chief digital instructor, right?
Yeah, and that's something that is, I mean, I cannot tell you how blessed I feel for that. I think Golf Digest, quite candidly, is an icon of a company in this game, every bit as respected as, say, Titleist or FootJoy or Golf Pride. As far as I'm concerned, that is the elite of the elite. And for them to launch a digital instructional experience and for them to ask me to be the chief digital instructor as a result is beyond words. You think about Golf Digest and you think about the most elite instructors. You think about Butch Harmon and Hank Haney and Jim McClain, Rick Smith, all of them. They're all there. And so to be a part of that, be thought of in that, is one of the most amazing compliments that I could ever receive, and obviously I'm very grateful.
And you'll also develop your relationships that you already have with the folks at Titleist and FootJoy and Golf Pride, right?
Exactly. So what I'm going to do with those guys is, you know, they all have their team Titleists or the individuals that are following Titleist, FootJoy, and Golf Pride. And what we're going to do is we're going to create some digital content for them once a week. So if you're a team Titleist member, you're going to get some information pushed out to you on all sorts of stuff. And it can be instructional and it can be inspirational. It can also be educational relative to their clubs or their new introductions of golf balls or clubs or whatever. So we're going to be able to deliver just a host of content in a variety of different platforms, and all with the idea that we're going to help people get better at whatever it is that they desire to improve upon.
Nothing but work, Mr. Breed. Nothing but work.
Yep, that's exactly right.
He is Michael Breed. And being home with Mrs. Breed more often, you do understand this could end very badly for you.
You know, I'll tell you something, John. I remember when my wife and I got married, and I had a friend of mine who is a golf pro, and he said, listen, don't try to teach your wife because it'll never go well. And the first time that we went out there, we came up with a rule, and the rule was that, and I asked her on the first tee, the rule was, if I ask you if you need help and you say yes, I get to help you. And if I ask you if you need help and you say no, then I don't help you. And we both agreed to the rules. And so what happens is that we stand on the first tee and I go, sweetie, am I helping you today? And she says yes, then I can help her. Now, I don't try to overcomplicate nor give her too much stuff, right? Every year we have the shot of the year. So this year is we're working on the full swing. This year we're working on the putter. We're going to work on short game, whatever, right? When she says to me, I don't want any help, then I go, great, no help. Then I work on my game. I can tell you, my wife and I, since doing that, we don't ever have a problem on the golf course. And I play every Saturday morning with my wife. We get up, 7:30, regular two ball, fire out onto the golf course, play as fast as we can, and then we get home to the boys. So it works out well. And what I can tell you is my wife and I, same thing here. Even though I'm home, I'm busy. I don't see her much. I just have a shorter commute.
All right. Well, good for her. he is Michael Breed.
Exactly.
Michael, thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Oh, John, listen, you know, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. Fortunate to call you a friend, and I look forward to running into you all the times that I run into you. But I appreciate you making some time for me and allowing me to share with all of your listeners the very fun things that I'm getting to do going forward. And I wish you continued good fortune as well.
Thank you, sir. I'll see you soon.
I look forward to it.